I never approach a closing service without great feeling.
我在最后结束的这场聚会，我都是非常的感觉非常的美妙。
I realize that I'm going to speak to somebody for the last time.
我意识到有可能是对你们说最后的一次话。
We will never be here assembled just like this.
我们不会再有像这样的聚集。
And so I have an accountability to the Lord.
所以我对神要负一个责任。
And a real responsibility to you.
而且对大家也要负一个责任。
Wherever I have gone the last few years, there is at least one message I like to leave with people.
无论我去什么地方，过去几年我走的时候，我要留下一个信息。
And I'm sharing that with you this morning.
今天早上我要跟大家来分享这个信息。
If I understand the Lord and the Word rightly,
如果我对主的认识是正确的话,
when we die and awaken with our resurrection body,
当我们死了以后, 当我们又在复活的身体里面复活的时候,
probably the very first place we will all meet is at the judgment seat of Christ.
也许我们相会的第一个地方就是在主基督的台前。
And I want to speak to you about that judgment seat this morning.
今天早上我要跟大家愿意跟大家分享这个基督的台前的审判。
There is a Greek word that describes that. It is called the Bema.
有一个希腊文的词来描述这个审判，基督的台前审判。
I need to clarify by saying that there are many judgments in the Scripture.
我要首先说明的是，在经文里头提到很多次的，提到几次的审判。
The very first judgment we need to understand is the judgment at the cross.
第一个审判我们要认识的就是在十字架上的审判。
When we meet the Lord Jesus at the cross,
当我们在十字架前与他相遇的时候，
He deals with our sins,
他就对付了我们的罪,
the flesh life,
我们的肉体,
the world,
这个世界,
and the devil,
以及仇敌。
In one master stroke, he deals with these enemies.
他就一次永远地对付了所有这些仇敌。
And it's good news.
这是福音。
If you have been to the cross and trusted the finished work of Christ,
如果你曾经来到十字架前信靠主耶稣完成的救赎,
you will never be at the great white throne judgment.
你就不会站立在这个白色大宝座的审判。
The great white throne at the end is where all the world will assemble who do not know the Lord.
在世界的末了，所有的人都要聚集在不认识主的人都要聚集在白色大宝座的跟前。
But for us as believers,
但是对我们这些相信的人,
we will all one day appear before the Bema.
我们有一天都要站立在基督的审判台前。
Let's read about that in 2 Corinthians, please.
让我们一同在哥林多后书里边来读这处的经文。
I just need once again to say how much I appreciate my choir down here. God is good. Better than that. God is good. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
It's time to praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you really remember that one. Amen. Well, here we are. We're going to read now in 2 Corinthians.
我们现在要读哥林多后书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Beginning with verse 9.
从第九节开始。
Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外， 我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Here's the verse. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。
That every One may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad.
叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences.
我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，但我们在神面前是显明的，盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。
Look at that again, verse 10.
看第十节。
For we, who is the we?
因为我们，谁是我们？
Who is the we?
谁是我们？
We who believe.
这些相信的人。
We who have been to the cross and trusted the finished work of Christ.
我们这些在十字架前信靠了他完成工作的人。
You've been to the cross, you'll never be at the great white throne judgment.
因到过十字架，我们再不会站立在白色宝座面前。
But there are some things we need to understand now if we're going to be prepared for this.
如果我们要来预备站在基督的台前，我们必须要知道一些事情。
You see, one of these days we will all be there to give account of the things we have done, as it were, for the Lord.
有一天我们所有的人都要站到主的台前来向主交账。
It is Jesus who will be seated on this throne.
是主耶稣要坐在这个审判的台宝座上。
In the Roman and the Grecian amphitheaters, they would run around the race course.
在希腊罗马的那个时代，他们要有这个赛跑。
There was one lifted up high seat.Where a judge or a prominent person would be seated.
有一个非常高的座位，那就是这个裁判或者审判官坐的地方。
This high lifted up seat was called the Bema seat.
所以那个高举起来的那个审判台就被称作 Bema.
When the individuals had won the race, they would bow before the Bema seat.
当一个人赢了这个比赛以后，他就来到这个审判台前低头。
Sometimes they received a wreath, they received a reward for having run the race.
有些时候他们就会接受这个花环这个冠冕作为奖赏。
So we are this morning running the race and we're going to someday stand before the Bema and Jesus is seated there.
今天我们就在跑这个赛跑，有一天我们要来到主的审判台前来遇见我们的主。
Now we need to be clear about some things.
我们必须要明确几件事情。
We're going to read in Revelation where it speaks of being prepared for the Bema.
在启示录里边我们读到我们要来预备来到基督的审判台前。
I think it would be terrible to stand before the Bema naked, don't you?
我相信如果我们来到台前的时候我们是赤身的，我们会感觉非常的糟糕。
Or to stand before the Bema poor.
或者是贫穷的。
Or to stand blind.
或者是瞎眼的。
Now read with me in Revelation, please.
我们一同来读启示录。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
It is very interesting, in the book of Revelation, there are seven churches. We heard our brother speak about the Ephesian church last night.
非常有趣的，在启示录里边提到七个教会，昨天晚上我们的弟兄提到了以弗所的教会。
And John writes and says to each of these seven churches, I know thy works.
约翰对每一个教会写信说，我知道你的行为。
Whichever one it was, I know thy works.
无论哪一个教会，他说，我知道你的行为。
Now these are God's people.
这些都是人，神的名。
And he also says, take heed, listen how you hear.
而且他要说，你们要注意，凡有耳的就应当听。
Now, here are some small print words that oftentimes we overlook.
这就是一些我们经常忽略的话。
And someday, when we stand before the Bema, I want every one of you to come to me and say, thank you for getting me prepared.
有一天当我们站在台前的时候，我希望你们每一个人可以到我面前来说，谢谢你，你让我能够预备好。
I don't know how that'll happen, but I want you there to say thank you.
我不知道会不会发生这个事情，但是我希望你们到时候会说谢谢你。
How many ever got to a test in school and you were, it was a quiz? what do you call a pop test? You were not prepared?
你们有没有有过这种突然袭击性的考试呢？
I was a teacher in junior college and then in high school and I never gave pop quizzes.
我在中学教书的时候我从来不给这种突然袭击式的考试。
I didn't like them and I didn't want them to have to go through it.
我不喜欢这样的考试所以我也不愿意他们来经历。
So this morning, we're going to get prepared before we have the testing coming.
所以今天早上我们要来预备将来的考试。
Now he writes to the church at Laodicea in chapter 3 and verse 15.
第三章他写给老底家的教会第十五节。
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热。所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor, blind, naked.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Notice those words, poor, blind, naked.
注意这些词，贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
I counsel thee to buy of me.
我劝你向我买。
Let me repeat that again.
让我重复。
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
So there are two key words we want to get a hold of this morning.
今天早上有两个关键的词我们要记住。
The word buy.
一个是买。
And the other word we like so well is free.
另外一个词我们非常喜欢的就是免费。
How many you prefer free?
多少人喜欢免费的东西？
Well,I want to tell you about some things that are absolutely free first.
我要首先给你们讲一些绝对免费的东西。
When you come to the cross to trust Jesus as your Savior,
当你来到十字架信靠主耶稣做你救主的时候，
He gives you the robe of salvation.
他给你这个救恩的衣裳。
This robe is the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ.
这个外袍就是主耶稣完全的公义。
He is perfect and he requires perfection.
他是完全的，所以他也要求完全。
And that's bad news for us.
这个对我们来讲是一个坏消息。
God requires perfection.
神要求完全。
Let me tell you a story.
让我告诉你们一个故事。
Many, many years ago, my friend Walter Wilson back in Kansas City area.
在 Kansas City, 我的朋友
Was driving through the countryside and he said to the man driving, Stop. I want to talk to this farmer by the road.
在农村开车的时候他要这个司机停下来说我要与这位农场主谈话。
Some of you may have read the books of Walter Wilson. He was a wonderful soul winner.
你们大概读过关于这位弟兄的故事。他是一位非常好的传福音的。
He was visiting with the farmer who stood by the edge of the road.
他遇见这位农民他就坐在路边。
There was a whole flock of sheep out in the pasture.
在这个草场里边有一大群的羊。
As they were visiting, Dr. Wilson said, Something strange about that lamb out there.
他们正在那边谈话的时候,Wilson 博士就说那边有一只小羊非常的奇怪。
He was looking for a way to talk to this man about the Lord.
他在寻找一种方式可以与这位农民谈论主的事。
Tell me about that lamb. It looks like it's got eight legs.
告诉我那只羊好像有八只腿。
Farmer said, Oh, that's very interesting.
这个牧人就说非常有趣。
When that little lamb was born, in birthing, the mother died.
那个小羊出生的时候，母亲死了。
And I usually had to nurse little lambs like that with a bottle.
我就必须要用瓶子来喂它奶。
He said about the same time, I had another mother in birthing who lost her lamb. It died.
这个时候有另外一只母羊在生产的时候，它的小羊死了。
So he said, I thought I would try something.
所以我就想试验。
I took this little lamb, and first he said, I went out and took a knife.
我就拿着这个小羊，首先我拿了一把刀。
I skinned the fleece off from this dead little lamb.
然后我就把这个小死的这个小羊的皮扒下来。
I tied that fleece on this living lamb.
然后我把它的皮绑在这个活的小羊的身上。
And I put that living lamb wearing the fleece in a pen for the mother to nurse it.
所以我就把这个小羊带到这个母亲的跟前，让她来喂养。
You see, the problem was she smelled and then she said no.
这个问题是她闻了一下，然后她说不。
Then she smelled again and she smelled the fleece.
然后她就又闻了一下。
And she said mine.
然后她就说是我的。
She accepted that little lamb because it was wearing the fleece of another.
所以因为她穿了另外的一件衣服，然后他就接受了他。
I want to ask you a question this morning.
今天早上我要问大家一个问题。
How many of you have the fleece of another on you?
我们有多少人穿上了另外的一件袍子？
I don't think you caught that, did you?
我想你们没有明白这件事。
Well, let's start over again.
那我们再来一遍。
That little lamb was accepted in the family because it wore the fleece of another.
这只小羊被接受是因为它披上了另外一只小羊的外套。
The good news is this, we are accepted in God's family because we wear the fleece of another.
这个福音就是我们在神的家被接纳，是因为我们穿了另外一件衣裳。
We have the perfect fleece of Jesus Christ, the Lamb who died on the cross.
我们有这位神的羔羊，他的这个公义的袍子披在我们身上。
And so this morning, I can stand boldly wearing the righteousness, the fleece of Christ.
所以今天早上我可以坦然无惧地穿戴着主耶稣的公义。
And that means I'm accepted in the beloved.
所以我们就可以作为神所爱的被他接纳。
I used to hear Brother Sparks saying to me as a young man,
当我年轻的时候，记得斯百克弟兄对我说，
Don't you ever forget God demands perfection.
千万不要忘记，神要求完全。
And he will never be able to see you apart from Jesus Christ.
你要是离开主耶稣基督，他没有办法见到你。
Let me make sure my front rows have it now. How many have the fleece on?
在座的年轻有多少人有这个外袍？
You know, it is very possible to grow up in a Christian home.
非常有可能你们虽然出生在一个基督徒的家庭。
And wear a suit of clothes and conform.
然后你就穿着一种样式的衣裳。
And maybe even to think that you know the Lord.
也许你认为你已经知道了主。
But there needs to come a moment in your life.
但是在你的生命里边需要有一个时刻。
When you realize your sinful condition.
当你认识到你自己有罪的光景。
How much you want to go your own way and live for yourself.
多少的时候你愿意照着你自己的方式来生活。
And in repentance to say, Oh God, I'm miserable.
然后你就向神悔改说，神啊，我很悲惨。
Please forgive me and cleanse me by your blood.
请赦免我，用你的宝血来洗净我。
And you can say, give me the robe of righteousness so I'll be accepted.
所以你可以说，给我一个公义的袍子，让我可以被你接纳。
So we say this morning that we have been given freely the robe of salvation.
所以今天早上我们要说，我们是白白的被赐予这个公义的外袍。
But did you notice he says, I want you to buy white raiment.
这边你注意到了没有？他又说到你们要买白衣穿上。
White raiment is different. You see, I have the robe of salvation makes me acceptable before the God the Father.
白衣是不一样的，我们知道我们有公义的外袍穿上，所以父神可以接纳我们。
But when I buy white raiment, I will be able to to stand before Jesus.
但是当我要买白衣的时候，让我可以站立在主耶稣的跟前。
Can you see? You wouldn't put on Jesus to stand before Jesus.
你不用穿上基督，穿上耶稣来站在耶稣的跟前。
That's why we need to distinguish between the robe of salvation and white raiment.
所以我们要区别这个白衣和救恩的外袍。
Now look in Revelation again with me, chapter 3.
我们继续来看启示录第三章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
然而在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣。
Move back to Revelation 19.
到启示录的十九章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in white linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteous act, the righteousness of saints.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
The perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ I have as the robe of salvation.
主耶稣基督完全的公义的外袍是我获得救恩的外袍。
But here we have the righteous acts, the works of the saints that constitutes white linen.
这个地方我们有圣徒所行出来的义，这个就组成了这个细麻白色的细麻衣。
And so it'll be a wonderful thing when we reach there and we'll say,Thank you, Lord, I have the white raiment on.
当我们在主耶稣台前的时候，我们就说感谢主，我现在有一个光明的洁白的细麻衣。
Now, we have such a short time, I must move on.
我们必须继续往前。
It is possible for us to forget that when we trust the work of the cross, God gave us His divine nature.
也许我们会忘记，当我们信靠主耶稣在十字架上的时候，神把他的圣性情赐给了我们。
Peter says we are partakers of the divine nature.
彼得说，我们在他圣洁的性情上有份。
This is imparted to us the moment we trust him.
在我们信靠他的那个时刻起，这个就已经被赐予了我们。
And with that, he gives us a measure of faith.
跟随这个信心，他赐给我们信心。
This measure of faith is the beginning faith that receives what Jesus did on the cross.
这个信心是我们可以来信靠主耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
But now he says, I want you to buy gold tried in the fire.
这个地方他要我们买火所炼过的金子。
This gold, this divine nature, anything of God is always gold.
凡是与神的性情有关的都是金的。
He gives this divine nature and a measure of faith. It's imparted at the beginning. It's free.
在一开始他白白地赐予我们与神的性情有份和给我们 得救的信心。
Now he says, I want you to allow this faith to go through the fire and be tested. Gold tried.In the fire.
现在我允许这样的信心经过火的试炼。
I said yesterday that in that second room there were three pieces of furniture.
昨天我提到在圣所的里面有三件的家具。
There was the table of the altar. Let's see, it was the showbread table.
有这个陈设饼的桌子。
The lampstand.
金灯台。
And the altar of incense.
然后就是这个香坛。
All of these were produced over wood by the beating on gold.
所有这些都是被用挑出来的这个金子做成的。
I don't know how to explain this, but sometimes I felt God beating on my gold.
我不知道怎么样子来解释，有些时候我感觉神在敲打这块金子在我身上。
He seems to be shaping it so that more and more of the divine nature will be expressed.
好像神在那边制作这个模子，更多神的性情在我身上。
You go through the fiery trials.
你通过这个火的试炼。
Your gold is being purified more and more.
你就经过这个火的炼境。
So he says, I want you to buy gold tried in the fire.
所以他说，我劝你向我买火炼的金子。
Now it's interesting that when you meet the Lord, He gives you new eyes.
非常有趣，当你遇见主的时候，他赐给你新的眼睛。
I'm always amazed at how different things look to people once they have new eyes.
我非常的惊讶，当弟兄姊妹有新的眼睛的时候，他们看见的是何等的不同。
I remember many, many years ago.
我记得很多年前。
Closing of a service one Sunday night.
有一个主日的晚上，当聚会要结束的时候
，A big lady came walking down the aisle to see me.
有一个非常高大的妇女走到前面来见我。
I'd been watching her face for about an hour.
我看见她的脸大概也有一个小时。
I saw there was war all over her face.
我看见她的脸上充满了征战。
She didn't look very friendly when she came down.
但是她脸上显得非常的友善，当她走向我的时候。
She got about two steps and she says, I got 1,000 questions I want to ask you.
她还有两步远的时候，她说我有1,000个问题要来问你。
Inwardly I said, Oh Lord, help.
然后在我里面我就说，主啊，帮助我。
I'm tired.
我很累。
I don't feel like any questions.
我不愿意回答任何问题。
And I threw up a little flag and said, Lord, help me.
然后我就向主发出这个信号说，主啊，帮助我。
The Lord said, ask her one question first.
然后主就说，你问他，你先问他一个问题。
I said, sit down.
然后就说坐下。
She sat in the front row.
所以他就在头一排坐下。
Said, when are you going to throw up the white flag and say, yes, Lord?
我就问他，你什么时候要把这个白旗向主打开，说主啊，是的。
I expected her to react.
我是期待着他会来有一个反应。
She said, right now, and she knelt at the bench.
他说我就在现在，所以他就马上就跪下。
I was surprised.
我非常的惊讶。
Because she came down to start a war.
我还以为他要来跟我征战。
Now she was submitting.
但是在这边他却向主顺服。
You know, when your heart is plowed up and the soil is right, the mustard seeds of faith can fall in.
你知道当你的心田被耕过被犁过被翻好了以后这个信心的种子就会进来。
That's what repentance is. It's the breaking up of the soil of my heart.
这就是悔改的意义就是我心中的这个土壤被打碎。
So the measure of saving faith can fall into the soil of my heart.
所以这个得救的信心就可以进到我的心田里面。
It isn't our faith that saves us, it's His faith that He gives me.
不是我们自己的信心可以得胜，而是他所赐给我们得救的信心。
Even that faith is the gift of God.
甚至这个得救的信心都是神的恩赐。
I meet people all the time who are saying, "Oh, I don't have enough faith to be saved."
我经常遇见人说我没有足够的信心可以靠着得救。
I know they're confused.
不要迷惑。
So I try to explain to them that God is plowing, working to work in their heart, the soil of their heart.
我试着给他们解释神在他们的心中来做这种翻耕的工作。
So his measure, his mustard seeds of faith can fall in.
所以他的这个得救的这个信心的种子就可以落在我们的心田里。
It didn't take very long for that lady. She was kneeling and praying.
她这位女士跪在那个地方祷告没有很久。
She got up and I saw the war was gone.
他站起来我就看见他的脸上征战过去了。
Her face looked so different.
她的脸看见的是非常的不一样。
The first thing she did was to reach out and grab me.
第一件事情做的就是站起来拥抱我。
Almost broke my ribs.
几乎要把我的这个肋骨给折断。
Now I tell you this because she had new eyes.
我要告诉你们是因为她有了一个新的眼睛。
When she came walking down the aisle, there was war in those eyes.
当她走下这个台阶的时候，在她的眼里面是有征战，有敌意。
And she didn't love me.
她不爱我。
Now when she got up, she loved me.
然后当她从地上站起来了以后，她爱我。
That's what I mean by new eyes.
这就是我的意思，什么叫做新的眼睛。
Let me ask question.
我再问你们一个问题。
Do you remember when God gave you new eyes?
你记不记得神赐给你这个新眼睛的时候?
My father-in-law used to say the sky was bluer, the grass was greener, and people were prettier.
我的岳父常常说天更蓝了。
We knew he had new eyes. So don't ever forget, you get these new eyes, they're free, but they come when he saves you.
千万不要忘记,
now he says, I want you to buy eye salve.
然后他说, 我劝你向我买眼药。
Three things we buy.
有三件东西我们需要买。
White raiment.
白衣。
Gold tried in the fire.
火炼的金子。
Eye salve.
眼药。
You say, if I have new eyes, why do I need eye salve?
你说当我有了新的眼睛以后, 为什么我还需要眼药呢?
All of us, as we walk with the Lord, begin to realize that you buy eye salve so you can see spiritual things more clearly.
我们这些跟随主的人都知道我们需要向主买眼药来擦我们的眼睛使我们能够在灵里边看见。
I asked for us to sing a certain song this morning.
今天早上我提出一个歌让大家来唱。
Dale picked it first, I think he did.
Dale弟兄他就唱了这首诗歌。
Then we sang again, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
然后我们就再唱了一遍,就是当转眼注目耶稣。
That was written by Helen Lemmel.
这首诗歌是Helen Lemmel姊妹写的。
She was blind from the time she was 5 years of age.
她从5岁的时候就失明。
But she had eye salve. She had trusted the Lord and he gave her new eyes, but she was buying eye salve.
她信了主,有了新的眼睛,但是她仍然在买这个眼药。
The reason this is so real to me is because back in 1948, I was in Yakima, Washington.
1948年的时候,我在这个Yakima,华盛顿州这个地方。
I'd been in a conference and took my car to leave for Portland.
我去一个聚会,去一个大会,然后我就去波特兰这个地方开车。
There were missionaries in the car with me.
在车里边有传道,有传教士。
As we were leaving, we were hit head-on by a drunken driver. He was making a getaway with a car he had taken.
然后我们就一面撞上了一辆车,这个人他是在逃离一个现场。Four
lanes of traffic were stopped.
所以这些四个走道的这个车全停下来。I
was in the hospital unconscious.
所以我就躺在医院的床上。One
day, a lady came from Seattle to visit my hospital room.
有一天晚上,有一位女士从西雅图来到我的医院看望我。
I had spoken on the radio there regularly. The newscasters were telling them daily to keep praying for
Frankie.
The doctor said I would be losing my eyesight. A lady over in Seattle heard this on the radio.
广播里听见了这个消息。
Her name was Helen Lemmel.
她的名字就是Helen Lemmel.
She sent her best friend over to the hospital with an autographed copy of the song Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
所以她就托她最好的朋友把一个签过她名字的这首诗歌带到医院。
There she stood at my bedside and she sang the song for me.
他就在这个医院这个地方唱这首诗歌。
I never did see her, I just heard her voice.
我没有能够看见她,我只是听见她的声音。
My eyes were bandaged.
我的眼睛是被包上纱布。
And when she told me that Helen had been blind from early childhood,
当她告诉我Helen姊妹从小孩子的时候就眼瞎。
But she'd asked the Lord not only to give her inner eyes, eyes, but eyes have to see the things of God.
当他求主不但给他新的眼睛，而且也给他眼药，让他可以看见的时候
，Oh, I was touched by it.
我就非常的受感动。
Now fast forward 35 years.
现在我们很快的走到35年以后。
I was in Switzerland with Brother Sparks in a conference.
我在瑞士与百克弟兄在一个大会的里面。
Very interesting. Every noon, the clock in the village square would chime.
每天的中午，那个村镇上的那个钟会唱歌。
We had all finished our meal and we were sitting waiting for the clock to chime.
然后当我们已经吃完饭了以后，我们在等着这个钟。
Then one of his pianists went to the piano and began to play Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Look Full in His Wonderful Face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
然后有一位施行的姊妹就走到施行的就走到钢琴边就弹这首诗歌。
35 years have passed.
35年过去了。
My heart leaped.
我的心仍然在欢跳。
I said, Oh, that's my favorite song.
我就说这是我最喜欢的诗歌。
So I stood up to speak.
然后我站起来讲道。
And I was telling the folk that Helen had sent me that particular song 35 years before.
我告诉他们35年以前 Helen 曾经把他这个歌的一个副本给我。
Brother Sparks walked up and he put his arm around me.
然后斯百克弟兄就站起来然后把他的手搭在我的肩膀上。
He says, let me tell you the rest of the story.
他说让我来告诉你剩下的故事。
Remember Paul Harvey, the rest of the story?
记不记得另外的一本书?
He said, I often went to California, to Westmoreland Chapel.
他说我经常的到加州去,去这个教堂。
One day when I arrived there, I got a phone call.
有一天我到的时候,我收到一个电话。
Helen Lemmel had moved from Seattle down to Los Angeles.
Helen 从西雅图搬到洛杉矶。
And Helen was on the other end of the line saying, Brother Sparks, I need for you to pray for me.
Helen 在另外的一头电话里面说，斯百克弟兄，我需要你为我祷告。
They have wonderful ability now to restore eyesight.
他们现在已经有这样的一个医术，可以让我们的视力恢复。
And they have told me that it's very possible I can have my eyesight recovered.
他们告诉我是非常可能我的视力可以得到恢复。
She said, I want you to pray.
我想让你为我祷告。
All through these years, God has given me eyes to see spiritual things.
这些年来主给我了一个属灵的眼睛可以看见属灵的事。
I'm almost afraid if I get eyes that I will miss seeing the Lord.
我非常的害怕如果神给了我视力以后我也许看见主以外的事情。
He said, I will pray, and the next day she called back.
斯百克弟兄说我会祷告第二天 Helen 姊妹打回来。
Helen said to Brother Sparks,
Helen 就对斯百克弟兄说
I decided not to have the operation.
我决定不做这样的手术。
I would like for my eyes to behold him.First, when I get new eyes. Better eyes.
当我有了这个新眼的时候我愿意我第一眼看见的就是主。
And I remembered Fanny Crosby.
我记得 Fanny Crosby 姊妹。
When Fanny was just a couple years old, a doctor failed in proper functioning with her eyes.
当他还很小的时候医生的手术的一个错误。
Fanny Crosby for all those years was blind.
所以他的一生都是盲的。
She said over and over again, if I could see that doctor, I would say, thank you, thank you, thank you, I'm glad I'm blind.
他说如果我能见到那个医生的话我会说谢谢你谢谢你谢谢你因为我是 眼瞎的。
But Fanny Crosby was used to give us 8,000 songs.
Fanny Crosby 姊妹给了我们8000首的诗歌。
She had inner eyes, but God was giving her spiritual eyesight.
她有里面的眼睛，神给她这种属灵的眼药。
And then I remember reading George Matheson, who was also blind.
我记得我读另外一位弟兄 George Matheson, 他也是一位瞎眼的弟兄。
And he said so many times, "Oh, I am so glad I've been blind because now I'm able to help others see spiritually."
他经常地说，我很高兴我是盲眼的，这样的话我就能帮助别的人看见属灵的事。
Now be sure this morning that when you trust the Lord, He gives you new eyes.
要相信这一点，当你信靠主的时候，他给你新的眼睛。
And we are talking about eyesight that helps you to see things more clearly.
我们在这边谈到这个眼药，可以让你的眼睛看得更清楚。
I want us to recognize now that there is a principle of buying, and we need to know how to buy.
我愿意大家能够明白这个买的一些原则。
Turn to Matthew chapter 13.
请翻到马太福音第十三章。
It is very interesting that whenever God does something twice, it is special testimony.
非常有趣，无论什么时候神做一件事情重复两次，他就在做一个特别的见证。
Remember the other day we said the blessing comes because Jesus blessed the loaves and fishes, fed 4,000 and then 5,000.
记得那一天我们提到主耶稣用饼五饼二鱼，先喂饱了五千人，后来又喂饱了七千人。
The principle of blessing is always more than just enough.There's always baskets left over.
祝福的原则就是一直要多于我们所需要的，而且还要有装满剩余的篮子。
Don't be content to just have provision. Expect the blessing of the Lord.
不要因着神的供应而满足，要一直期待神的祝福。
Here is another example of two things together.
这是另外的一个例子，我们看见一件事情有了两次。
Chapter 13, verse 44.
第十三章第四十四节。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见了一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Let us be very clear.
我们一定要很清楚。
This is treasure in heaven. The pearl is something. It is not that you can buy salvation.
这个宝贝是天上的，这个是天国里的东西，不是救恩。
He says both times he sold all that he had to buy something better.
这边他两次提到了他去变卖一切所有的，去买一个重价的东西。
And I think this morning, if we discover this principle of buying,
我想今天早上如果我们认识到这个买的原则，
it is like bartering what we have for something better.
就好像我们在这边讨价还价，用我们所有的去买一个更好的。
What do I have that I can barter or buy with?
我有什么东西我可以用来交换，可以用来买呢？
Every one of us.Has these three things.
我们每一个人都有这样三，都有这个三样的东西。
We each have strength. We have time. We have possessions.
我们有力量，我们有时间，我们有产，有拥有的东西。
I call it STP.
我叫它 STP.
Now you men know that's an additive. So, oil. Here we are. STP.
STP.
Everyone has strength.
每个人有力量
time
时间
possessions
有我们的财产
Now if I am going to buy or to barter for something better
如果我要来交换要来买一个更好的东西
There's a willing to trade what I have for something that is better
我愿意用我所有的来交换得到更好的东西
And so here we have this principle of buy
所以我们这边有买的原则
We're going to see now how we can barter what I have for something better.
我们要看一下我如何用我所有的来交换更好的东西。
First, we have white raiment.
首先我们有白衣。
It's very interesting that when you are going to weave this white garment, there are different strands that come like this. That's called the woof of the garment.
很有趣的。当我们要来编织这个白衣的时候，首先我们是有这个羊毛。
Then when you are weaving, you put the warp in.
然后你就来把另外的加上去。
I believe it is God who from above gives us the woof.
我相信是神从上面把这个树的这个线给我们。
And we, by the help of the Spirit, provide the warp.
然后我相信靠着圣灵的帮助是我们要把这个横的线加上去。
What is this that God gives us?
神给我们的是什么呢?
God always gives us burden.
神总是把负担给我们。
Remember now we're going to weave white raiment.
记住我们要来编织这个白衣。
God gives burden.
神给我们负担。
I respond to his burden.
我就来回应这个负担。
And in this responding, the discharging of my burden.
然后我就来释放这个负担。
Let me illustrate.
让我来说明一下。
In the fellowship, a lady has been sick for many months.
在聚会里边有一位女士病了 好几个月
She has a family
她有一个家
She's been in her bed most of the time
大部分时间她是躺在床上
One of the sisters receives a burden to help her
有一位姊妹接受了这个负担去帮助她
She goes to the home and cleans the house
她到这个家里边帮他们清理
Puts things away washes the clothes
把一些事情收东西收起来洗衣服
It's the burden of the Lord that she serves this family
是从主那边来的负担使她可以来服侍这个家
Trouble was 2 days later she heard by the grapevine gossip
两天以后通过一些闲言碎语
Family said they couldn't find anything she put it all away
这个家里边找不到任何她所放到一边的东西
She said well,They didn't appreciate it. I won't do that again.
他就会说他们不愿意接受这个所以我也不愿意再做。
And I said, did God give you the burden?
然后我就说是不是神给你这个负担?
I believe he did.
我相信他给了你这个负担。
Then who's going to reward you?
谁会给你这个奖赏呢?
Don't expect a lot of appreciation from people.
不要期待着人们对你有任何的回报。
They mean well, but they forget.
他们也许会但是他们也许会忘记
It is the Lord who will give you the reward the smile of his approval
是神会用他的笑脸来给你他的奖赏
So now we can all serve when we have the burden of the Lord
现在我们如果有了神的负担我们就可以来服侍
The reason I'm saying this is our good works is not just something we look to do
我想说的是这些善行不是说我们去找一些事情来做
It must be the burden from the Lord
必须是从神这边接受这个负担。
And after a while, you begin to sense that burden.
经过一段时间以后，你就可以感觉到这个负担。
And that burden will sustain you, even though others do not appreciate.
甚至当其他的人不感激的情况下，这个负担仍然会让你持续下去。
I look into your faces.
我看在你们的脸上。
Some of you know what I'm talking about.
你们有些人知道我在说什么。
You have had a real deep desire and burden to help.
你们有一个很深的一个愿望愿意来帮助。
He gives the burden.
他给我们这个负担。
And he will give you the sense of inward reward.
然后他就会给你一种很深的这种奖赏的感觉。
Some of you are weaving more white raiment than you realize.
你们有些人也许在编织这个白衣，要比超过你们自己所认识、所知道的。
Now you can get to your bedside and say, Lord, give me more burdens.
现在你就回到你的床前说，主啊，给我更多的负担。
No, don't do that.
不要这样做。
He knows how much you can handle.
他知道你可以承受多少负担。
And he says, my burden is easy and my load is light.
他说我的担子是轻省的。
All our serving is then the burden of the Lord.
我们所有的服侍都是来自于主给的负担。
Out in the religious world today, there's a lot of people working.
在这个宗教的世界的里面，有很多人就是在那里做工。
But I'm not sure it's according to burden.
但是我不是很确定他们是不是根据这个负担在做。
How many want more white raiment?
多少人愿意有更多的白衣？
Let's see you say, oh.Okay, I just want to make sure you understand. Alright, white raiment. It's the burden the Lord gives that I discharge.
这个白衣就是从神那边接受负担，然后我来释放这个负担。
I was standing with Brother Lee one day when a lady came up and she said, Oh, I have such a burden.
我有一天跟一位弟兄站在一起的时候，有一位女士过来说，我有这样一个重的负担。
I never forget, he said, Wonderful.
从来没有忘记他说太奇妙了
but don't give it to me
但是不要给我
you discharge it yourself
你自己去、释放这个负担
most of the time when I'm with people they want to give their burden to you
很多的时候别人会把他的负担愿意来加给你
are you there?
啊
and you get fouled up in your spirit when you can't give your burden to somebody else
你不能把你的一些负担去加给别人。
No, you learn to discharge it in God's way.
你要试着用神的方式来释放你这个负担。
Now it's interesting when it comes to gold that's tried in the fire.
当我们来到这个火炼的金子的时候，变得非常的有趣。
You see, God wants to bring us to the place where there's faithfulness to Him.
神愿意把我们带到一个地方，我们可以向他忠心。
Our brother was speaking last night of the rich experiences of life that we go through.
昨天晚上弟兄讲到这个丰盛生命的一个过程我们要经过。
I've seen so clearly it's one thing to have a birth, it's another thing to have more and more of the life, the divine life of resurrection.
我知道当我们 出生是一回事而这个生命长大得到丰盛的地步又是另外一回事。
Very interesting.
非常有趣的是。
Just before Easter, we were down in Florida.
在今年复活节之前，我们在佛罗里达。
One night, I was listening to the news on the TV.
有一天晚上，我在看电视的新闻。
And immediately following, I saw the Billy Graham program.
然后有那个新闻以后，就是 Billy Graham 的这个节目。
Here was a crusade in Dallas a couple months earlier.
那是几个月以前他在达拉斯的一次布道会。
Almost immediately, Billy Graham's son Franklin walked up to the microphone.
他的儿子 Franklin 走到这个麦克风跟前。
He said, Tonight, before my father speaks, my uncle Melvin is going to give a testimony.
今天晚上我父亲讲到之前我的叔叔 Melvin 要做一个见证。
I looked as this man walked up to the microphone.
我看见这个人走到这个 microphone 之前。
I could hardly believe my eyes.
我几乎不敢相信我的眼睛。
I met Melvin 48 years ago.
我48年之前遇见过 Melvin.
Of course he looked different.
当然他看的是不一样。
He was wearing a tam.
他戴着一个假头，假头发。
And he said, I want to give my testimony tonight.
他说，今天晚上我想做一个我的见证。
Before I go on, let me tell you a little more story.
在我继续之前，让我告诉你一点更多的故事。
48 years ago, I was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
48年前我在 Charlotte 在 北卡 Charlotte 这个地方
I knew Billy's mother and father quite well
我认识 Billy Graham 的父母非常的
And he would find a place for me to preach Sometimes they wouldn't open the church, so one time he got a mortuary for me. I remember him saying, "Son, this is a dead place. I hope you can get some life in here."
他说，孩子，这个地方是一个充满死亡的地方，我希望你能带些生命进来。Well,
that particular time when I was in Charlotte, Mrs. Graham had a lovely home that we were having Bible studies in.
这个Graham的母亲，她有一个很好的一个房子，他们在那边有查经班。Probably
50 or 60 ladies.
大概有50到60位的女士。
And Billy's mother came one morning and said, "There aren't many men here, just a couple, but I'd like to bring my son Melvin tomorrow."
他就说这边没有多少的男人，那明天早上我会把我的儿子Melvin带来。
Would you talk with him afterward?
你愿不愿意在聚会以后跟他谈一下?
Of course, I'd love to.
我说我当然愿意。
You know, everybody loves to say, "I know Billy, now I know Melvin."
每一个人都会说，我认识Billy，我认识Melvin.
I'm not name dropping. Melvin came, and that morning I'd been praying, "Lord, what could I say to Melvin to encourage him?"
那天早上在Melvin来之前，我说主啊，我可以说些什么话来鼓励他？
He said, "You know, Billy was saved in a meeting when he was 16. He said, "I was saved in that same meeting. I was 11 years old."
他说，你知道 Billy Graham他在16岁的时候得救的。我在同样一个聚会得救，那个时候我11岁。
Said that was Mordecai Ham's meeting. He said, "Now Billy's been going on, and he's in the limelight, and everybody knows Billy."
现在 Billy 到各处的去传道，他是被众人都认识。
And I'm just home here on the farm milking cows.
我就是在家里边，在这边挤牛奶。
I could see his crestfallen face.
我可以看见他的这个脸是沉下来的。
But I believe I had a word for Melvin.
我相信我对Melvin有一句话要说。
I said, "You know, the bottom line, Melvin, is this."
我告诉他说，Melvin。
Someday, we are all going to stand before a bema to be evaluated for our works.
有一天，我们都会站在基督的台前，我们的工作要被审查。
Paul wrote to the Corinthians and he said, "In stewards, it's required of a man one thing, faithfulness."
保罗在哥林多书信里面提到。 有求于管家的就是忠心。
God has given gifts and calling to your brother Billy.
神有恩赐和呼召给了你的兄弟Billy.
And he gives some gifts and calling to you.
神也同样的给你有恩赐和呼召。
But the all important thing is that day that we have been faithful in what we have been given.
最重要的是到那一天我们是不是
Don't feel jealous because God gave you this, He gave Billy this. The important thing is whether you're faithful.
不要嫉妒当神给你兄弟这样的恩赐没有给你，重要的是你是不是忠心。
I remember seeing a little lift in his face as he's accepting it.
我记得看见他的脸上好像得到了释放。So
we parted.
然后我们就分开了。The
next morning,
第二天早上,
Billy's mother came and said, "What did you tell Melvin yesterday?"
Billy的母亲就来说，昨天你跟Melvin讲了什么话？
He's been whistling, he's been so cheerful, he's a different person.
他就在那里吹口哨，他在那里非常的高兴，他是一个不同的人。
What did you tell him?
你到底跟他讲了什么?
He said, "The important thing, Melvin, is that you be faithful to the Lord."
我就说, Melvin, 重要的事情是你要忠心。
She said, "I understand." That was an encouragement to him.
母亲说, 我明白你是在鼓励他。
Now, 48 years later, Melvin standing behind the microphone, and he's giving his testimony.
现在48年以后，Melvin站在microphone跟前做这个见证。
I wondered what he would say.
我在那边好奇他会说什么。He
said, "Folk, Billy was saved when he was 16, and I was 11."
他说，你们知道，Billy 16岁得救，我那个时候 16。 对。
Billy's been traveling the world and in the limelight.
Billy 在全世界旅行布道。
I've been milking cows.
我在家里挤牛奶。
Then he said, but I've been faithful.
他说，但是我仍然在忠心。
And I wept. I felt like God had given the word to encourage him.
然后我就流泪，因为我觉得神在用这个话鼓励他。
The rich experiences that we go through.
我们所经历的这个丰盛的经历。
Faithfulness through testing and trial and fire.
经过火的试炼，我们仍然能够忠心。
And I've got good news for you. When you get there, the important thing is, were you faithful?
我对你有一个好消息，当你到达那个地方的时候，你是不是忠心？
Not how many men do you.
不是你有多少的人得救。
Seem to be telling you stories. Let me take you to 1 Corinthians now, would you please?
那让我再带你们读哥林多书信。
I lost my glasses. That's all we're... Hallelujah. Time to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Now remember, we are primarily this morning talking about our work and how it pleases the Lord.
记住，我们今天早上的主题是我们的工作如何的来讨主的喜悦。
Chapter 3 and verse 9.
第三章第九节。
For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地。所建造的房屋。
According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon.
我照神所赐给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon.
只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid which is Jesus Christ.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble,
此外没有人能立别的根基，若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，
Every man's work shall be made or manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。
This portion has been very real to me for many years.
这一段经文对我来说是非常的真实。
When I was a young man back in Missouri, God gave us a gracious awakening.
当我在密苏里做一个年轻人的时候，神给我们一个很大的复兴。
I had just finished graduating from Seattle and had come back to my home area.
我刚从西雅图那边的学校毕业，回到我的家乡。
To shorten the story, God began to bless in the meetings in that rural area.
简单的说，神开始在那边的。
Revival broke out and spread from one church to another. I thought it was my preaching until I discovered a group of ladies had been praying for 23 years.
我以为是我的讲道，结果到后来发现是一些姊妹们，她们祷告了二三十年。
In the process of this, many, many people were saved.
在这个过程的里面，很多的人得救。
Then my eyes got open and we didn't want to build in the denominational world.
然后我的眼睛被开启，我们不愿意再来建造这个宗派。
So we were planting New Testament churches around the area. And I decided it would be good to have a training place so that we could equip young people to go out to the world and be better soldiers. We built a training camp.
我们建造了一个训练的营地。
13 buildings.
一共有13栋建筑。
One day when everyone was away, someone slipped in and started a fire and burned 12 of the buildings.
有一天当我们都不在的时候，有一个人偷偷地溜进去放火，烧掉了12栋。
A lot of these people that had been saved were really walking with the Lord and they were giving themselves.
很多这些年轻人，他们得救了以后就与主同行，把自己奉献给主。
But when you leave their churches, they do not like it.
但是当他们离开他们原来的聚会的时候，人们不喜欢。
And we made some mistakes, but we were having many people leave all their churches.
我们也犯过一些错误，但是呢，很多的人离开了他们原来的聚会。
And now we were meeting at this special camp.
现在我们在这个特别的营地聚会。
Never forget when I drove out and looked at the ashes, 12 buildings had burned.
我永远不会忘记，当我开车经过那12个废墟的时候。
I felt sorry, not for myself, but because of all the people who had labored so faithfully in building these buildings.
我不是为自己悲哀，我是为着那些付出辛勤劳动建造这12栋房子的人。
I don't know that it was a vision or a dream, but suddenly I saw myself standing before the Bema.
我不知道是在一个意象里边，还是在一个梦里边，我看见突然我站在基督的审判台前。
Here they were, one by one, going up to be evaluated before the Lord.
这个时候看见他们一个一个地走到基督的台前接受这个审判。
I recognize some people in the line.
我认出来其中的有些人。
Some were standing there with their arms full of wood, hay, stubble.
有些人站在那个地方，他们的手里边抱满了草木禾秸。
They were very well known by everybody.
他们是很著名的人物。
And the moment they came immediately before the Lord,
当那个时刻他们走到主台前的时候,
His piercing eye of fire hit all the wood, hay, and stubble.
他的发光的眼睛照在这个草木禾秸上,
and all the head was ashes.
所以他们所有的不过就是一堆灰。
Of course they went into heaven because it's by grace.
当然他们是进到天堂里面，因为这是靠着恩典。
But the whole of their life was burned up. It wasn't building according to God.
但是他们整个一生的工作全部被烧毁，因为他们没有照着神的旨意来建造。
One by one, they stepped before Him.
一个一个的，他们来到主的台前。
I remember seeing a little sweet sister. We called her Aunt Anne.
我记得有一个非常 甜美的一个姊妹，我们叫她Anne姊妹。
She'd kept those ladies praying for 23 years for revival.
是她带领这些姊妹一共祷告了23年。
And when Aunt Anne stepped before the piercing eye of fire,
当她来到这个发光如火的眼睛的跟前,
the gold and the silver and the precious stone glistened.
然后这个金银宝石就发出光明来。
But I saw His smile of approval. What a reward.
然后我就看见主的脸上的笑容，这是一个。
贵的奖赏。
The fire couldn't touch the gold, silver, precious stone.
这个火没有办法来损坏金银和宝石。
She had an abundant entrance in.
她有这样一个丰富的一个得着。
Now I'm coming behind.
啊，我走在最后。
And I've been pretty successful for the Lord.
我也是在主里边好像是很成功的。
At least I thought so.
至少我这样想。
But I looked and it was lots of wood, hay, stubble.
但是我看的时候，我发现里面有很多的草木和秸。
Lord, what's the difference between Anne and mine?
主啊，在安姊妹和我之间有什么区别呢？
The work of the Holy Spirit and the fire and the dealing in her life had produced gold, silver, precious stone.
在她的身上，圣灵借着火的试验，产生了这些金银宝石的工作。
So much of what I did was carnal works.
我做的不过是一些工作。
It's for the Lord.
是为了主做的。
But in my own energy.
但是是用着我自己的能力。
Finally, I took one step to stand before him.
最后我往前走了一步站在他的跟前。
And he pulled the curtain and said, not yet.
然后他把这个帘子拉上了说还没有到时候。
If you ever heard an oh, I had one. Oh, thank you, not yet.
感谢主还没有到这个时候。
That's a long time ago, but it's very real to me this morning.
这是很久以前，但是今天早上仍然是活现在我的眼前。
And I heard him say very clearly.
我听见他说非常的清楚。
Let your building be in lives.
让你的建筑是在生命的里面。
Let your building be in lives.
让你的建筑是活的。
I didn't know all that that really meant.
我不知道，我不是很明白。
But all through the years now, God keeps saying, "Let your building be in lives."
通过这么多年，神好像一直在对我说，让你所建造的是活的。
Every now and then, I've gotten kind of ambitious, and I think maybe we could build this.
有些时候我会变得非常的有野心，说让我们来建这个。
The Lord whispers back, "Let your building be in lives."
然后主就好像悄悄地对我说，让你的建筑，让你的工程是在生命的里面。
May come to the end and not have much to look at.
也许到了结局的时候，没有更多的东西可以来看。
But I'm claiming that in every life we talk to, there'll be some gold that God works in your heart.
但是我们愿意来宣告，今天我们所面对、所谈话的每一个人，在你们的里面有金银和宝石的工作。
So I believe him.
所以我相信他。
How do you buy? You sell all that you have for something better.
你怎么样子来买呢？就是把你所有的变卖来去换这个更好的。
And won't it be wonderful that day when we finally stand before the Bema?
这样子不是很奇妙吗？当那一天我们一同来到他的台前。
And everyone will come and say, "Thanks, Vern. I'm prepared."
每一个人都说谢谢 Vern 弟兄，我是预备好了。
I bought some raiment.
我带了一些白衣。
My gold's been tried.
我的金子都是炼净的。
I even have a little more eye salve.
我也有一些的眼药。
How many hear my heart this morning?
多少的人今天早上听见了我心的声音？
You say, "Thank God for what's free."
感谢神这些白白的恩典。
That which is free is imparted grace. Imparted grace.
这个恩典是白白的赐给了我们。
That which we buy is by His enabling grace.
这些我们要买的东西是靠着他所给我们这个能力的恩典。
It's what we call appropriated. You appropriate it by faith.
这是神照着他的恩所量给我们的。
So I'm believing in that day when we stand before Him, it won't be a time of terror.
我相信到那天我们来一同来到主台前的时候，不是一个很恐怖的时候。
But it can be a time of rejoicing.
可以是一个非常欢乐的时候。
Thank you, Lord, for preparation.
感谢主预备我们。
I really don't know about Melvin, but I had a sense that day when I heard him say, "I've been faithful the best I could."
我并不是真正的了解 Melvin, 但是我听见他说，我照着我的能做的忠了心。
I kind of wonder. why he was wearing that tam.
我有一点好奇他为什么会戴这个假头套。
Billy had such lovely hair.
Billy Graham有这样的一个漂亮的金发。
Well, I need to tell you, Mrs. Graham said, I'd like to bring my daughter tomorrow. Would you talk to her? But I couldn't.
我说我不行。
Then I discovered 2 months after Melvin gave that testimony, he died.
然后我知道两个月以后, Melvin就被主攫取。
Apparently he had chemotherapy and lost his hair, I don't know.
很明显他是有这个化疗, 癌症的化疗, 把他所有头发都掉了, 我不知道。
The important thing that he was faithful.
重要的是他忠心到底。
Could I pray for you this morning as we close?
今天早上我们结束的时候, 我可不可以为你们祷告?
And then I would like some of you to pray your heart to the Lord.
然后我希望你们也可以向着主, 从心里里面来祷告。
Father, this morning, we're so grateful that you're the faithful one.
父亲,我们今天早上何等的欢喜,因为你是那信实的。
Our faithfulness at best will be limited.
我们的信实不过是有限的。
But I'm praying for these young people this morning.
今天早上我为在座的年轻人祷告。
Help them to begin buying white raiment.
帮助他们开始来买这个白衣。
Give them the burden of the Lord that they can discharge it for you.
把主的负担加给他们, 使他们可以开始来释放这些负担。
Increase the measure of their faith to a larger proportion of faith.
增强他们的信心。
That can be tried and tested even by fire.
甚至经过火的试验。
Lord, like Helen Lemmel and George Matheson and Fanny Crosby, give us eyes, Sam, to see.
就如同我们提到的这些圣徒一样,给我们同样的眼药,让我们能看见。
Lord, each of these young fellows that loves you.
主啊, 在座这些爱你的年轻人,
each of these young ladies that loves you.
在座的所有的这些年轻的姊妹们,
begin to work a preparation in their heart.
在他们的心中开始来做这个预备的工作。
So that one day when we stand before the Bema, it will not be terror, it can be rejoicing.
所以当我们有一天来到你面前的时候, 不会是一个害怕的时候, 而是一个欢乐的时候。
We say, our eyes are upon you, Lord.
我们说, 我们的眼睛在你的上面。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。
Several of you pray on now.
请弟兄姊妹祷告。